Welcome back. 16 minutes past 8 o'clock. You're listening to Tonight with me, Lester Kivett. And regardless of your marital status, if you are a loving, present parent, chances are you want to provide for your child. You want to be able to give them a better life than you had. You want to be able to give them birthday parties, you know, things that they deserve. You want them to provide food so that they can grow up to be healthy and strong. But more often than not, that doesn't happen in South Africa. Last year's community survey by Stats South Africa said 63% of South African families don't have a father figure, a male figure. Let's be blunt, a father, biological father in their household. And many of them don't pay maintenance. And we wonder how these cycles of poverty and violence continue and perpetuate. And today I found out that today is International Child Support Awareness Day. And it's things that I particularly take for granted. I'm married. I have a loving partner. We have a child. I know very, very few people who have children out of wedlock who have this particular situation. But it is a situation in South Africa where many people, particularly women, bear the brunt trying to raise children by themselves. Felicity Guest is our guest on air. She's the founder of the Child Maintenance Difficulties in South Africa NGO. She joins us on the line. Felicity, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, Lester. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thank you. 63% of households lack a father figure. It lacks a father who is either absent physically or primarily physically. But also that means the father is also absent when it comes to financial well-being of the children.
Absolutely. It's a huge problem in this country. And it's the government, and the data has been available for right back to possibly 2003, according to my research, is where this has been looked at. So I look at it now in 2019 and go, why are we still talking about this? Why do we still have a problem with this? Well, and I think that it's just been very normalized that children grow up in single-headed households. And they, single mothers are celebrated, they're revered for being incredibly strong, for being able to provide everything for their children without the father assisting physically and financially. Mm. We hear these stories all the time.
Over the years, there have been legislation that has been put in place, like the Maintenance Act, and the Maintenance Court has been strengthened over the last few years. Has this been enough? Clearly, it's not. But what other interventions can government then do?
Well, government needs to enforce the legislation that is there. I don't believe there's political will to enforce. They just keep adding amendments without getting the basics right. Our Maintenance Act is brilliant, just like our Constitution is, but that's on paper. If we're not going to enforce it, it's forever going to be a problem. And while we're dealing with the consequences, I call it Band-Aids. We keep throwing Band-Aids onto a seeping wound. So we need to look at the causes of this, and we need to do some social development to change society's belief and perception about children growing up with a mother and a father, being physically present and financially supporting them.
Just this past weekend, I was scrolling through Twitter and I came across a tweet where a woman said, this child's father hasn't seen him or her in 8 years. But I just received an e-wallet of 250 rand to say that I can use that money to buy Christmas clothes. And that is usually the attitude of many of particularly these fathers who feel that these stopgap measures, these small little tokens make up for being absent and secondly for not contributing to the child's financial well-being.
Well, I keep asking the question, if you have created a child, how do you go to bed at night and put your head down and go to sleep without any conscience whatsoever about how that child is being sustained? Has it eaten tonight? Does it have enough clothing? Is it being educated? Is its health being, does it have, does your child have health issues? There's just a total lack of interest or care. And I see it in, every time I see an article in a newspaper or on the news or about a child being angry at school, I wonder if this child has both parents present and if it has two good role models, if its tummy is full, if it's getting counseling, does it miss its father? Does it wonder who its father is? Does it know its father has another family and he doesn't care about this? The biggest problem with children who grow up without knowing their father is subconsciously we have abandonment issues.
Felicity Guest is our guest. She speaks for Child Maintenance Difficulties South Africa. We are noting that today is International Child Support Awareness Day. It's a day that was initiated by Felicity herself. Felicity, just how did you come about starting this particular organization, Child Maintenance Difficulties South Africa? Why did you feel you needed to pick up the can and start this campaign?
Well, primarily as a result of my own journey. Funny enough, I sent an email today to the father of my one child that needs support for the rest of his life because he's an intellectually challenged child. And I actually said, it's 9 years that I have been in this journey of trying to get financial assistance for a child that cannot support himself. And I have started an international day because of this journey, as I said to his father. I didn't get a reply from his email, but that's what it is, because reflecting on my own journey, I'm going, well, I've got resources. I've been to the maintenance court several times. I mean, I was on first name terms with all the staff at the Wynberg Court in Cape Town. And I thought, what are other women doing? Because I'm finding it difficult. And so I started the group to be able to offer emotional support. That was 5 years ago. But it's evolved over the years because it's a lot more than just emotional support. It's advising people how to navigate the system because lawyers don't travel the journey the way we do. They arrive, they get seen to, they leave. They very seldom actually go through the whole process, whereas women's experience in the maintenance courts is very different. Sometimes it's a whole day's effort. And if you don't know your rights, and you don't know the act, and you don't know the protocol, you are abused by the very system that is meant to protect you. So one of our main objectives is to empower people on the group through knowing their child's rights. We don't actually have rights. We've got responsibilities. But how to enforce the child's rights through the maintenance court. And we've had, every single day we get feedback where women are now starting to finally get results because prior to this, they were just subjected to whatever treatment they were given in the maintenance courts. And they really do not have the best interests of the child at heart all the time. There are gems, there are pockets of excellence, but it is not enough to stem this tide of financial abuse towards children and by proxy to the mother.
If you have a story to tell about your experience of going through the maintenance court, trying to get a financial contribution from the parent of your child, if you want to give your story, give me a call, 021-446-0567, or drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. It is International Child Support Awareness Day, and we'd love to hear your story. Felicity, in this current economic climate, many fathers in particular say that I just can't afford, or I just don't have a job. Nothing is coming into my bank account. How can I then send something along to yours or to the child or for the child's benefit? Does this argument hold water? What are some of the other ways that the father or the other parent or the extended family then could be held liable for this?
Well, yes, if it's the mother claiming maintenance, then the paternal grandparents are held accountable. So you can claim against their parents. We have a lot of people going, I'm not going to claim against his parents because they're pensioners or they're living off a pensioner's grant. That's a moral dilemma that many women face when they're going, well, I don't want to take that route. It's not fair on them. But I always say it also works the other way. So a parent, if they become if they can't afford to provide for their own needs, they in turn can also claim from their children. So it's not just a one-way street. Mm. It's maintenance is not just for a mother, a child. It's for extended family, for parents, for siblings. It's a much wider thing of maintenance. We tend to focus on parent-child maintenance.
And maintenance isn't up until the age of 18. It is up until that child is self-supporting of him or herself. But what does that mean, self-supporting?
Well, self-supporting is that they're able to generate their own income. What does have to happen is, as soon as a child turns 18, if the parents got divorced after 2007, the laws changed, I think, in 2007 to age of majority, then the child has to take the parent to court and go through the whole maintenance procedure themselves, which is incredibly daunting. And whether the child has a relationship with that parent or not, a grown person battles with the emotional aspect of having to go and face somebody in that particular situation. So you can imagine how difficult it is for a child to do it, you know, particularly if they have a relationship with their father. Mm.
Felicity Geste, she is the founder of Child Maintenance Difficulties in South Africa. She is noting International Child Support Awareness Day. If you have your own story of making your way through the maintenance court, trying to get to the parent of your child to at least contribute to the upbringing, you can give me a call, 021-446-0567, or drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. Just reading a quick message here. It says, instead of emphasizing the need for father figures, we should emphasize the importance of a loving, stable family. Whether it is a father, mother, or a mother and a mother, or a father, or a single mom or a dad. That's not to say that decent male role models isn't important, but they can come in many forms. That's a message from Glenn. Keep your messages as well as your calls coming in. 021-446-0567.